NATO troops secured a hostile strip of north Kosovo today after Serb riots in Mitrovica killed one Ukrainian UN police officer and forced the pullout of UN personnel from the Serb stronghold. The number of people injured in the clashes has risen to 130, half of whom were civilians. The violence, sparked by a UN police operation to retake a UN court seized by protesting Serbs, was the worst since Kosovo's ethnic Albanian majority declared independence from Serbia on February of 17th last. Professor Stefan Wolf of Nottingham University in the United Kingdom has called the latest violence worrying and says it casts doubt on plans to deploy a European Union police mission.
We have three distinct developments. On the one hand, there's the violence in Kosovo, in particular in the northern part, where we have a predominantly Serbian population, which resists very strongly the inclusion into what they consider an illegal state. This is obviously a very serious situation, not least in the sense that it provides a direct challenge to both the United Nations mission in Kosovo, but also to the new EU mission that is being established. The second development is that there is now a real battle going on in the international arena over the recognition of Kosovo. Japan this morning was the 27th country that recognized Kosovo as an independent state. And there are very intense efforts underway at the moment to lobby, in particular, Arabic and Islamic State. The Albanian president and prime minister were at the organization of the Islamic Conference over the weekend to try to convince states organized in this forum to extend their recognition of Kosovo. On the other hand, there has been enormous pressure also coming from Russia. The Russian foreign minister this morning expressed very grave concerns about a possible widespread recognition of Kosovo by Arabic and Islamic states. And the third development, I think, also once again relates to the position of Russia and the United States in particular in the UN, where of course, efforts continue, in particular by Russia, to have the Declaration of Independence by Kosovo declared null and void.